Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Muscle Sport Radio. I am your host, Joe Piattaro, publisher of Muscle Sport Magazine. And we are trying to get Eric Viking Hinckley on either Skype or on the switchboard. So what I need to do is I got to kind of maintain eye contact with all of this stuff. Hey, Jupiter, how are you? How's Florida? First of all my well wishes to our Floridians and, of course, Texans as well from the weekend before. But, Jupiter, I got your text before. You're going to be able to get out to go to the Olympia. So I'm hoping everything is good at home. What's up, Steiner? How are you? Caleb, another one. Power is up. I hope Caleb's doing good. I saw that they said it was hitting the Tampa area pretty fucking hard last night when I was watching the Giants game when it was, like, ending. So, Caleb, I hope that you're house is still standing and everyone is good. I smell like sweat and protein bars. I like that. I like the smell of both. Well, the sweat on girls, not guys, of course. I'm not gay. But yes, yeah, so it's Joe Wendt. We're trying to get Eric Hinckley on, now former 5%er, just to hear his take on what's going on. And I was just curious to see, because, you know, he's been doing stuff with us for a while. And I was like, oh, shit, man. After all the stuff that's going on, I was hoping that everybody could be, you know, happy and all of that stuff. So I don't know. I was kind of busy all weekend. I know they had some live stuff. I caught about 5 minutes or 10 minutes of one show. But I hate seeing like dissension amongst the ranks now at the worst time. Thea, can't wait, Jupiter. So everybody, hey, Brandy, what's up? Glad the Floridian can make it. Yes, to the Olympia. Brandy is one of our newest hosts on Muscle Sport TV. Make sure you go see Hectic Life, Hard Body Wife. She sent me more videos. I'm trying to get so many things edited and posted up and scheduled on YouTube for when we're out. He's texting me now, and I cannot go to my text. I gave him the phone number. If I was hoping if Comerica comes on here, what's up, Caleb? Hope you're all right, bro. If Comerica comes on, he's going to have to text him for me because I cannot do both. I can't do a live show and text somebody at the same time. So maybe we'll have to just do that another day. But, yeah, that just came about the last few minutes. So I was like, maybe we can swing it and get it done. But other than that, I hope everybody in Jared Journey. What's up, Jared? I hope everybody in Florida is okay, and also a very solemn day for the whole country, really the whole world in a way, with September 11th being the 16th year and me being a native New Yorker and someone that worked in the World Trade Center for a while and knew more than one person that died in the terrorist murderous attacks on September 11th of 01. This might be him here. A very solemn day indeed, but let me see if I can. Eric, is that you on the phone?
Yeah, sir, Joe. Right. What's up? It's me.
What's up, man? I just need you to talk as loud as you can because the phone part of this, that's why Skype is much better. It's not the best as far as audio goes, and I have it turned up all the way. So
okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm hoping that the I got the live Instagram feed is able to hear also. But welcome to the show. I know we just last minute, we you and I texting and put this guest spot together. So I appreciate you coming on last minute, notwithstanding. But you and I know each other for a couple of years. Rich introduced me to you. And pointed me your way and said you were one of the original guys before there was even 5%, and we were going to do some MMA shit together, and I did a few articles on you and stuff, and you've always been really supportive of Muscle Sport Mag and everything. So I got to admit it, though, I was kind of bummed out when I saw that you had left 5%. I was like, oh, man, you know, I liked you being in that group, that team, you know. So whatever reasons are, you have your own reasons, and I never disparage anyone for making the decision. But if you just give us a quick recap of what exactly happened at the end there, Eric.
Well, straight up, my loyalty was to Rich. It wasn't okay. To the company. Like you said, me and Rich go back before the 5% idea even existed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we were together a long time ago. So my loyalty was to Rich. He knew how I felt about a lot of stuff. He knew what I was unhappy about. He knew things I did not approve of. And I mean, I always spoke straightforward to my brother all the time. And he always took what I said into consideration. He always took, you know, my words as – you know, in a respectful manner, so forth, so on. He always listened to me. He wanted my input. He knew I'd been around. And my loyalty was to him, not to the company, not to anybody else. And to cut to the chase is with him there anymore, there's nothing there for me. I mean, I disapproved of a lot of things about the way things went with the company and the athletes, you know, that were being put on. And I, you know, it's nothing personal, it's nothing talking bad about people, but it's just bottom line, this started with some real meaning, and it was once a something that had true meaning that people wanted to be a part of, that it was an honor to be a part of, if you know you were fortunate enough to be a part of it. And it just became a free-for-all for fucking everybody. It just became, you know, people are putting people on that Rich didn't even know about. You know, me and Rich are sitting at lunch and we're looking at Instagram, and he's like himself, what the fuck, who the hell is this? And I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is. I didn't approve of him. I didn't put him on. I didn't choose him. I didn't this, I didn't that. You know, there's a lot of that inside stuff that nobody knows. You know, people at the desk at the fucking warehouse are putting their fucking neighbor on, you know, as a sponsored athlete in this and that, because they were able to do it. Rich ain't got all the time to do all that shit, man. He's a busy dude.
Yeah, of course.
And when we're sitting here ourselves looking and seeing this stuff, it's becoming ridiculous, you know, and when athletes being put on and so forth and so forth that he don't even know about, I mean, that tells you something right there. And it's not my company, so there's nothing I could do about it but voice my opinion to him and let him know. And that stuff went on for quite a while, and there was definite plans on things to change and so forth and so on, but, you know, nobody planned on him passing. So with that said, I mean, he's gone. There's nothing else for me there, because I disapproved of a lot of stuff as far as the company goes, you know, a long time ago, and the sponsoring of athletes and this and that. It's like, it's not an honor anymore for anybody to be sponsored, because I don't know why you're not sponsored, Joe. You should be fucking sponsored. You should be an athlete. Everybody else should be a fucking athlete. I was thinking about getting my grandma on and be a fucking sponsored athlete, because that's what it became. It's a fucking circus now, dude. It's not what it once fucking was, where you had, you know, people just thriving to see what the fuck me and Mack Truck were going to do next, and what we were going to post up, and what, you know, the guys that were there early on were going to do, and what they were going to post, and where we were going to be, and this and that. And I mean, it went from true meaning and had an edge to it to what people wanted. It was fucking real, and it went to it turned into a circus. I mean, bottom fucking line. And I didn't want no part of it, but my loyalty was to my brother. So I was by his side. I was at the expos, whatever expos I could make, I was there. And I was with him on a regular, and I stayed true to him. He's gone. I don't know shit to that company. I've made them fucking enough money. They haven't done anything for me. He did for me, but they didn't fucking do anything for me. And now, me leaving, bottom line, the last fucking thing you're going to do is give me a fucking ultimatum on who I can and can't fucking be down with, because I'm down with everybody. I don't have fucking enemies. I don't have anybody that doesn't like me. And if they do, they're certainly not going to fucking tell me. They're not going to let it be known. That'd be stupid for them. But that there's an email sent out from 5%, and I won't mention any names or anything, letting all the athletes know. I'm sure you saw the email. I don't know if you did
or
not.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw the post online, yeah.
And so everybody's hitting me up because I'm the only one that didn't get it. And they're sending me a screenshot of it, so forth, you know, and I'm like, no, this has got to be something that somebody made up just to cause drama or something, so don't even trip, because if I haven't heard about it, then it must not, you know, it must not be real. So I get a personal phone call. That was the respect that I was given, a fucking personal phone call, not an email, letting me know, basically, just like all the other athletes, it wasn't directed at me, but it still means it for me that they don't want anybody affiliating with people that had a problem with Rich, and that, you know, you saw the stuff with Mack Truck and Big Boy and all this kind of
big
stuff.
Big Boy, Shane Cartel guy, yeah.
Yes. But the thing is they're doing this shit for their own personal fucking reasons. Like, Rich would not fucking want anybody to have to choose anybody. Rich is just there doing his thing, and he wants everybody to fucking get along with whoever they can get along. Rich is not going to want anybody to fucking – go ahead.
Can I ask you something? I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm curious about something.
No worries.
Listen, I'm assuming, because you said that you and Mack Truck, I saw part of your live feed a couple of nights ago as well on Instagram, and you were saying that you were friendly with Mack when Mack was part of the team and all of that, and then when Mack left the team, you were still friendly with him. You didn't have a beef with him. It was Rich's beef
me and Mack Truck were boys before me and Rich were boys. Me and Mack Truck been together before even me and Rich were together. So Rich, by all means, would never expect me to not be cool and be down with Mack Truck. So anybody that was there at, like, the expo when the shit went down, the only reason that it didn't even get crazier was because I was there. That's the only reason. The only reason it didn't go to another extreme is because I was there, because they're both my brothers. The little shit fight that broke out or whatever, that was from another team member that was on the team that took it upon himself to run out from behind me after I had it all separated and do that himself. So I'm not going to say names. I won't do whatever, but he decided to do himself. Rich got pissed off. Rich said, why in the fuck did you do that? He didn't want him to do it. If I'm not going to do it, nobody should fucking do it. Because if anybody's going to fucking protect Rich or fight for him, it's going to be me first. So if I'm not doing it, no fucking buddy else should take it upon themselves to do it. And go ahead.
After the Mack Truck incident at the expo, Rich never told you, I don't want you being friends with this guy then, right?
Hell no. Number one, Rich knows he can't tell me a fucking thing. Rich Wayne ain't going to tell me a motherfucking thing. No. But not at all. He never would say that to anybody. He wouldn't make his own, you know, he wouldn't make his own family fucking do that kind of shit. That's not the way that he was. Anybody wants to be friends with whoever, you know, go ahead. He was over the incident. He knows how we operate. You know, somebody like Mack Truck, he's hood, dude. He's going to fucking – it's just like Rich understood even afterwards, because he had to hear it from me, that Rich didn't get sucker punched like everybody fucking thinks and this and that. Rich got chin checked, because if he would have did that shit in the street and he would have said something like that to somebody in the street, they would have fucking slapped the shit out of him, or they would have fucking chin checked him. Mack Truck didn't try to fucking knock him out. He didn't try to get in this big old – he chin checked him for fucking disrespecting him like that. And Rich had to fucking – he'd be brought to reality and realize that that's what happened. And I explained it to him. He understood himself. He didn't want this shit to blow up into some big old thing or whatever. He didn't want police involved and all that kind
no,
of shit. This was all fucking,
no.
This was all people involved with 5%. And like I said, I won't say no names, but he didn't want any of that. He didn't want none of that, dude. He was over it already. You know, he was like, well, okay, shit, maybe I shouldn't have fucking said anything. Like, it's all good. That dude, Rich didn't even fucking, he didn't carry shit with him. He didn't hold grudges. He didn't fucking, He would he would accept, you know, he would have took Mack Truck, you know, back with open arms and just been cool with it just because that's the kind of human being he was. He wasn't, you know, he didn't do all that kind of shit. But, you know, Mack Truck is from a, he's from a different realm. We're from a different realm, period. But he did that to show him and teach him a fucking lesson. That's what the shit was. It wasn't all this sucker punch shit that everybody fucking thinks that it was and blamed him for and whatever. But Rich would never make anyone choose sides, and he would never do any of that kind of stuff. And he called me just before he had went in his coma. We had about a 5-hour conversation, and I got all my closure, and I'm very glad that I did, because he wanted to talk to me as a friend, not business, as a friend.
Yeah.
Number one, the conversation started off with him questioning me about wearing Mack Truck shirt on my Instagram, and I had to lay into him about that because I'm going to show support to whoever that has shown support to me. It's not, let me wear this to spite 5% or let me wear this to cause drama or this, and I'm not about drama. I just do what the fuck I want, and that's all, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I let him know, you know, Mack Truck has always worn my Monster Mode shirts, you know, my Viking shirts or whatever. Even when we haven't been speaking, he's always done that for me. So I'm doing the same thing in return. He's trying to build his company. He's trying to do what he's doing. That's all it was at the time. So Rich understood. He even apologized to me for asking me about it and this and that. Like, I should know better. I just wanted to kind of know, you know, because, I mean, Rich always kind of worried if I was – or never worried, because he always knew I had his back, but he always wanted me with him. I mean, bottom line. And it's real easy for people to drift and go here and go there. But my thing was to always prove to him that no matter what, through thick and thin, I'm going to be there. And I convinced him of that before he went. He was cool. I got closure, and everything was cool. So my loyalty and my everything at that point was done, because I didn't know shit to the company. I did enough for the company. It was way one-sided. They, you know, Rich had to do for me personally on his own. The company itself didn't do shit for me. It was Rich that did anything for me. So my loyalty was for Rich. All this other shit that's going on and whatever, all these people, anybody on 5%, whatever, man, I just don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about them. I don't give a fuck about any of it. It's turned into a fucking circus, bottom fucking line. And the last thing you're going to do is give me a fucking ultimatum and question anything about loyalty or this and that when it comes to me and Rich and whatever. So with all due respect, the person I talked to, I mean, I kindly in my own way told him to take a flying fuck. But that person, you know, I have much love for and respect for, the one that I did speak with. And I would always, you know, keep that for that person, because that person has always been good to me. That person just feels this way and feels strong about delivering that message. And that's all, that's it. But anybody else that wants to fucking, you know, continue to be on these puppet strings and do whatever, I mean, go for it. You ain't got my respect, though, because you can't let people fucking tell you what the fuck to do. You can't do that kind of thing. You can't let people control you and tell you who you can and can't be fucking be friends with and be down with, you know? Rich would want it. Rich, go ahead.
If you voiced your opinion to Rich prior, to, I mean, you know, obviously when you were referring to, like, that example when you guys were on Instagram and he didn't even know who the fuck these people were that were now considered 5% sponsored athletes.
Yep.
At that point, was there ever any, like, discussion, like, okay, we got to do something to change, or even for him, for that matter?
I have to do
something to put a clamp on this?
Hell yes. Hell motherfucking yes. And it just was going to take time. It just was going to take, you know, time for him to make it happen. But, I mean, that was the plan. And I mean, fuck it, I'll say it. Like, we sat there and shit had to be done, and he knew it. It was just going to take time. But the plan was to fucking cut. Was to fucking cut people. The plan was to start cutting fucking down the team and try to bring back the old meaning that it fucking once had, and cut it down to a team of certain people that are actually fucking deserving of this fucking, of this brand, of this label. Not just people that were put on just to fucking put on. Not Joe Schmo that's just fucking, you know, he likes to lift weights and he fucking this and that. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit. Like, you got to be doing something to earn this fucking, this brand. You got to be doing something to earn it. I mean, bottom line. And that's the way it was in the beginning. And it went to this free for all. And his plan was to fucking cut it down. It was nothing personal against anybody, because everybody on the 5% team, they're all wonderful people. I haven't met anybody that I don't like. So it's nothing personal against any, you know, 1, 2, 3 people or this and that. It's just straight the fuck up. If we're talking business, we're talking about the brand that I fucking bled for. We're talking about, you know, this and that. I mean, and all the money that I've helped the company make just by fucking being who I am and whatever. I mean, I'm going to fucking speak on it. And I'm not going to lie. When there's fucking plenty of people I don't fucking want to be on the fucking 5% team. Not as people, but as fucking being sponsored athletes. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking got embarrassing to me. And I get tons of fucking messages all the time. He's like, you don't mean to bother you with this shit, but, you know, I've been trying to get on the 5% team for I don't know how long, and I don't understand why this person, you know, while they're on there and this and that. I thought, you know, being sponsored meant, you know, I got that so much, and I would take the time to look and compare to the person that's messaging me and their background and what they've done and what they're doing and what they're about. I mean, thoroughly go through it and then look at this person that I don't even know. I've never even met before because they live in completely fucking other state or country or something. And I'm like embarrassed myself because I know Rich at one point did an interview and had said, you know, it's not so much about the exterior and all this kind of stuff and whatever, but that was just the candy coat, the whole fucking thing when everybody was starting to question this shit. You know, basically, bottom line, it was just people being fucking put on that shouldn't have fucking been put on. It turned into a fucking circus. It's now a mockery, like these videos that I'm seeing of fucking people doing and all this kind of shit, trying to fucking look a certain way and look hard and do this and do that. It's a bunch of shit. Like, this shit started in fucking Southern California, bro. This shit started here. If you haven't fucking been down here as a 5%er, if you haven't been down here to California to break bread with me and Rich personally, and sit at the fucking table with us and work out with us and get to know us down here. If you haven't been to a fucking expo down here, then you ain't no fucking real 5%. This shit started here. This shit didn't start fucking all these worldwide places and all this kind of shit and whatever. It's cool that it went worldwide for the company, but people are trying to represent it and act like they fucking have really done something for this fucking brand. When no, motherfucker, if you fucking are true 5%, you would have been down here with us making the effort to get down here to the fucking people that fucking started this shit to fucking do videos down here at fucking Venice Golds or some shit like that. So if you ain't done any of that fucking shit, you ain't true 5%. You're just a fucking promotional fucking item that's fucking making the company money. You ain't got shit else to do, so of course you're going to fucking commit your fucking life to this shit, and you want to act like you ain't bled for the motherfucking company for Rich. You know, you're talking to somebody who has. So, yeah, I'm going to fucking tell you, you ain't fucking straight 5%. You ain't real 5%. You're this new shit that's fucking be created by the company, not by Rich, not by us, the fucking OGs. This is some shit that's being created by the company. That's what the company has turned into. That's what the fuck it's about now. It ain't about what it fucking was in the beginning when it used to have true fucking meaning about what this shit was about, you know?
Do you think that this is something that you guys could ever work out? Because to me, like, you're a perfect type of epitome of a 5%er. You got the great look. You got the attitude. You got the following and stuff. And I can hear in your voice, you sound pissed, but you also sound like it's something that you enjoy doing. And I'm pretty sure I can say that and feel confident in saying that. So do you think this is something that you guys could ever possibly talk over and try to get rectified so you can get back to doing this and then maybe be helping them out and putting it back in that path that it used to be on?
No, fuck motherfucking no. Not at all. Not when I was told what I was told. That's a done deal. I mean, you told me that. Okay, you made that decision. Are you sure? I mean, I get, and you are correct about my passion, and then about me being pissed. I'm very irritated, but my passion was always there for my brother and the 5% fucking the label, the number itself, not the company itself. Because that shit didn't do nothing. The company didn't do nothing for me. The company wasn't writing me checks. The company wasn't taking care of me or flying me to expos and paying for my fucking hotels and this and that. The company wasn't doing shit. Anything that was done for me was done by Rich himself on a personal level, friend to friend. That's brother to brother. That kind of shit. That's why my loyalty was to him, and I kept on rocking with him. And of course, I enjoyed the shit at one point when we first started up into a certain point, where we now started to see what it was turning into. And I got in his ear right away, and I let him know, and we sit down and we talk, and he was just trying to find the right time to do shit. But, you know, if the company's making money, with, even if it's this fucking circus, then, you know, Rich was about money. He was about his dollar sign, dude. You can't be mad at him for that. He loved people,
no,
but he loved money.
No.
He loved money more.
I love money too, bro. I got no problem in doing that.
He say that shit himself. You know what I'm saying? He's married to the dollar sign. I mean, bottom line.
Yeah.
So if it's continuing to make money, he's going to let it go on as best as he can, as much as he can, until he finds the right time, and then he's going to make that move. And he told me all his ideas. He told me this. He told me that, which are irrelevant now. And could I link up with them and try to make those ideas, you know, come to life? And they said, yeah, I could probably do all of that shit, but I ain't going to, because now all of a sudden Martin Ford is going to be this new face of 5%. Like, Martin Ford, what the fuck? Nothing against him. He's a gentleman. I met him one time. He's a gentleman, so on a personal level, he's a gentleman. So I'm not talking bad about him as a gentleman, but there's only one fucking Rich. How are you going to bring a fucking other dude in to be the face of the company when there's only one fucking Rich? You think somebody's going to stand fucking 4 hours in line at an expo to see fucking Martin Ford? Nobody's going to fucking do that shit, bro. I'm getting all kinds of messages saying, Viking, why aren't you the new face? Why aren't you the number one? I wouldn't want to be, but number two, I would do it for Rich. I would be the new face for Rich, not for the company, not for money, fuck all that shit, for Rich, to carry on his legacy as best as I could, because people could live through me, you know, they could live, still have him there through me. So people still would come and fucking visit and say what's up and whatever, because of my connection with him, they can connect, you know, with him through me. And would it be as big and so forth and so on? No, don't, anybody shouldn't fool themselves. But that would be the best shot that she would have. Make it fucking Marty Ford. Like, why? Why the fuck are you making him Marty Ford? They weren't friends. They weren't fucking personal friends. Well, this is all fucking business, right? That's why 5% feels it's proper to make somebody with this so-called fucking big following that's popular in fucking the UK or whatever. Like, sorry, Marty, but nobody knows who in the fuck you are here where the shit started. Nobody knows who the fuck you are in the States. Like, you're
what
fucking, you're a dime. Go ahead.
What do you think is the or is there a scenario that would be, I mean, obviously under the circumstances, it was a fucking out of the blue type of thing with Rich's passing. So it took everyone by surprise. So what do you think would be a good scenario with the, for 4 or 5% as a company and as a brand then without Rich?
Shit, they should have fucking made, and I'm not the type that says this shit because I don't give a fuck about being in the limelight or doing any of that kind of shit. But on a personal, from a personal aspect, from me and Rich, they should have fucking hit me up. They should have had me come in and fucking do that shit and do exactly what it is that I said, because I would have put my fucking heart and soul into it. It would have about been nothing else. I would have been open to people's suggestions, open to people's ideas, and I would have did everything I fucking can to make people feel like they're like Rich is still here. I mean, how's Marty Ford going to do that shit? How is 5% going to do that shit? They're operating on their own emotions and their own fucking on their own fucking everything, because you're making people giving people ultimatums and shit like that and whatever. You fucked up right there. They're losing so much following and so much respect on top of what they already were by becoming a fucking circus. It's ridiculous. Now, I can't be a fucking part of that shit. There's no fucking fixing that. I mean, trust me, you'll see. There's no fixing that. It's not going to grow. It's not going to keep going on the level that it was. The ship's going to fucking sink. But that's just, you know, my outlook, my anything. Who am I? What the fuck do I know? We'll see how it turns out. But I knew Rich very well, and I know how things should have been handled. And I told who I talked to on the phone, you're handling this shit wrong, person to person, you know, me from me to you. You're handling this completely wrong, and that was out of respect for that person. But you guys want to handle it this way, you think it's best for your company, fucking have at it or whatever, I'm out. I can't fucking support this shit. I can't be a part of it. There's nothing here for me, and that's that. So there is no real scenario. Like, bringing somebody else in, period. If they're going to bring me in, don't bring anybody in. Like, let's at that point, I probably, given no ultimatum, bringing in nobody else, I probably would have stayed around for a while more and did everything in my power, what I could do to help the company stay afloat, keep going. I would have put positive fucking posts out, like whatever it is that I could, to make people understand this and understand that, and kind of, you know, soften the whole blow of him being gone and keep people encouraged about being, you know, down with 5% and all that kind of stuff. And eventually I would have left. I'm not going to deny it, but I would have been willing to do that kind of stuff. But instead, what I got told is what I got fucking told. So fuck you. Fuck that. I'm out. Good luck. We'll see what the fuck happens, because I'm going on. I'm going on. My fucking following is rising because I fucking left 5%. I mean, what the fuck? That tells you something right there. And I don't need to talk bad about anybody or fucking or disrespect anybody or do whatever to get a fucking following. I don't even fucking care about a fucking following. You can follow me or not. I don't give a shit. The Instagram is for fun for me at this fucking point. I don't give a shit about it. But my point is some people do want to know the fucking truth. So, of course, they're going to fucking come into my live feed. I can't even keep up with the questions that I'm getting on these live feeds because people want to know. I won't tell them personal between me and Rich. I won't say no names or nothing like that. But I will give my straight-up fucking outlook on people. So if they say, what do you think about Marty Ford? It's like, I don't. I don't think about him. I don't. I don't. I don't like him or dislike him. I have no reason to like him or dislike him. We're not friends. He ain't never even been down here and fucking walk with us and fucking in LA. He ain't even fucking been down here to do any of that kind of shit. You know, so he ain't 5% the way that I fucking feel, the way I see it. You know, and why are you bringing him as the face of the company? Because he's big, because he has this look, he's big with these tags. He's an actor. He's a fucking actor. Everything that he does, it's for acting. So that's an image. That's for camera, for video. That ain't authentic fucking real deal fucking shit like my shit. My tattoos are nowhere near done as nice as Marty Ford's. Because my tattoos are a representation of my fucking my childhood to my adulthood and what the fuck I've been through. And they're the expression of myself and they fucking mean things. They're not just awesome, pretty fucking designs that were done so fucking professionally done that they're attractive and they're going to make me money for it or whatever. They're fucking just done because they're done because I wanted to fucking do them because it's who I am and what the fuck I'm about. That's why I was the one that was right there fucking on Rich's side because it was the real fucking deal. It was a real relationship. It wasn't fucking business. It wasn't for show. We're going to do it whether 5% existed or not because we were doing it before 5% existed. It's exactly my point. So bring in whatever fucking image you want to fucking bring in because it's the one you picked because it has the biggest following and the nicest tattoos and it's on the biggest body and it's successful in wherever he's from and whatever. But goddamn, that shit is stupid. That shit is fucking stupid. You got to fucking – if you ain't going to bring in me, you like don't bring in nobody. Let's just fucking – they're trying to do it. They're saying, let's all get together. It's a family and all this kind of fucking whack-ass bullshit. Like, you ain't my fucking family. You wouldn't take a fucking bullet for me. They wouldn't take a bullet for each other. But I'll take a bullet in a second for Rich. I mean, fuck.
Did Rich ever say, I mean, you know, sometimes people, you know, not trying to be, fortune the future, telling the future. But a lot of times people say, hey, if I ever fucking die, I want so-and-so to take my place or run the ship or watch my wife and kids. You know, I'm just giving different general examples. Uh-huh. Did Rich ever say anything like that, as far as you know, to you or a third party, like, I'd like so-and-so to run the company, or if I go, I want this company to be shut down? Did he ever, like, state his wishes?
No. We didn't get to that stuff because it could have been – yeah, I mean, I'm surprised Rich has lived this long, to be honest with you. Let's not fucking candy coat this shit.
I hear you, bro.
I'm surprised that he lived a long life for his expectancy, and his way of life was fucking live fast and die young. I mean, that's what he fucking said. That was his fucking motto. That's what he lived by. You can hear it all over his YouTube, all over his everything. He wasn't fucking hiding nothing about it, but I'm surprised he fucking lasted this long. So I'm actually content with how lasty long it is. Am I crushed that he's gone? Of course. There's no fucking question. Mm-hmm. But I'm totally fucking content because his life was like no other. That dude's life was fucking beyond, you know, everybody's fucking dream. So he got life lived. You know what I'm saying? Even just in the fucking year that he was alive and whatever. But we never talked totally in depth about that stuff. You know, I know a couple of things that I don't know, maybe I'll go ahead and tell you, but we talked about certain things that he wanted me to keep an eye on or he wanted me to be aware of, but they were kind of more or less on a personal level. But as far as the company itself goes, no, there wasn't too much any discussion of that to that nature. It was just mostly about the plans that he had and things he wanted to do and acknowledging what I fucking said about the direction it was going and all the above. But you know, when the money's rolling in, it's kind of hard to fucking, you know, cut it off because you want to change things when it's fucking rolling in like that.
Working.
So I can't blame him, you know. I can't blame him. Like, you know, maybe now's not the time, even though I hate it, maybe now's not the time because the money is just too fucking good. You know, you got to get it while it's there, while it's hot. And that's what he was doing. But, I mean, the cuts were going to be made. The team was going to be fucking smaller. It was going to go back to having true meaning and fucking everything, whether fucking people wanted to, you know, whether people could make the adjustment or not. But the thing is the following would have fucking grown, and the following would have been real motherfuckers. It wouldn't be, you know, the following is going to turn into, or is turning into, basically people that are just like on the fucking team. And I'm not going to call them no names or do whatever, but they're fucking, I mean, they're going to be squares. They're going to be just regular fucking, you know, squares, not regular people. I just mean squares.
Yeah.
As in the following is going to be of who's on there. It's not going to be real deal motherfuckers. Like, real deal motherfuckers were following us at one point. Real deal dudes in this fucking industry. They start laughing at this shit eventually. It was hard for me to stand there and be at an expo and just be like, oh, my God, just to know what fucking real deal motherfuckers think about this shit now, you know? And it was going to go back to that, and it might have taken a second, but the transition would have proven big for 5%, because it would have went back to that fucking – I would have made sure that the fucking – the OGs were brought back. I would have made sure that the OGs that were there with me from the beginning were brought back, because their followings are crazy now. They got their own fucking followings and stuff now, but I would have made sure they were brought back, that the circle was tight again, that certain individuals were on the team and fucking and that of deserving of it. The whole process would be, you got to be deserving of it. You got to qualify for that shit. Whatever that qualification was to us, that's what you'd have had to fucking do. And the following would have grown with real deal motherfuckers in this industry that now respect it again, because we brought it back to the way it was in the beginning. Because I don't know how many messages I get. Damn, Viking, when you guys first started, man, I used to fucking see you guys and just want to fucking just hang with you guys, man, and be a part of you guys, and just, you guys are fucking badass and this, and that'll be somebody telling me that has, you know, five times the following I have now. You know, it'll be somebody that I'm talking to that has made it and this and that, but it'll be somebody of respect that they're telling me, yeah, man, you know, this and that. What the fuck happened, Viking? And, of course, because I'm close to Rich, I'm supposed to know everything. And sometimes I just don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened. Rich is too busy. Fucking other people are handling this shit, and this is what the fuck it turned into, because they're not Rich. If it was just him handling the shit fucking personally, it would have stayed the way it was, and it would be this big now, but it would have been with the right fucking people. It would have been done the right fucking way, and the fucking following would be fucking quadruple what the fuck it is now. The company would be quadruple what the fuck. I guarantee fucking it. So, but it was good enough, obviously, because who the fucking complain about the numbers it's bringing in and so forth and so on. So, fuck it. It's going this way. I couldn't catch it in time. Let me just fucking let it keep fucking going this way while it's making money, and then we'll make the cut eventually, Viking. We'll make the change, and then we'll go on and want that. That was the plan, and I was in on that, but it just never fucking – it never got to. He passed, unfortunately. So that shit's, you know, not going to be seen, and I'm not going to put in my effort to try to make that work and this and that, because they gave me the fucking ultimatum, you know, so you fucked up. So good luck with fucking the new image and the new whatever of 5%, and let's see how that shit works out.
I'll tell you, Eric, questions that I was hearing a lot, like pretty much like, I guess like around a week or so after Rich passed away, is there a separate owner? Like, did Rich... was he the sole owner of this company, or was there other people involved in it as far as investing goes? Like, I mean, who's actually running the company on paper?
Man, straight the fuck up, and I just got to go ahead and just let shit out or whatever. Man, Rich was not the fucking sole owner of it. Rich fucking sold the company to his ex-wife fucking a couple years ago, man.
Okay.
And that I won't get into his personal reasons or anything like that of why and so forth and so on, because this is already kind of personal, but that's the fucking true real deal, because how much of the following is going to fucking dump down if people realize that he ain't even the fucking owner of this shit. He ain't even fucking, you know, this and that or whatever. So the unfortunate thing is that he should have made the move a while back or whatever, and then made that, you know, the move I'm talking about, and then made that move and everything would be fine. But at the same time, he ain't fucking now calling the shots or whatever, because he made that move on his own by fucking selling it. So they got the fucking, that person has the complete control. That person has the say so. That's why that person is able to fucking give people ultimatums and do whatever the fuck they want and whatever. But I don't single that person or anybody out. I just look at it as 5% the company as a whole. So that person has to be, if that person is going to include me in with the rest of the team and not give me my own respect, by giving me the ultimatum and still give me that ultimatum, then that person is included in the company in the way that I see it. So my opinion is going to be the same when it comes to how that person is doing it. So it's got to be basically, with all due respect, fuck that person along with the company for giving me a fucking ultimatum. So, I mean, bottom fucking line. But you know what? That person owns it. That person calls the shots. That's the way that person wants to handle it. I told them they were handling it wrong. You shouldn't do it this way. But that's, you know, it ain't my shit. That's all. That's it.
Yeah.
But no, he wasn't. He wasn't the fucking, you know, it wasn't his and whatever. And basically it was kept a secret because you don't want people to go, which you probably even are saying, oh, fuck, man. Rich didn't even fucking own that shit. Like, what the fuck?
No, you know
what the fuck is going on?
I look at it from a business standpoint, bro.
It's
a business. So if he's the face of the franchise and he's the face of the business and stuff, it doesn't matter on paper, at least to me.
Exactly,
I'm not,
exactly.
You know, I mean, maybe there's some 16-year-old kid that, you know. I mean,
yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, businessmen can relate. Businessmen can relate, and they're smart enough to know that, you know, he's the face of it anyway. Guys that were smart enough to know, probably already knew. Like, man, Rich probably don't even fucking own this shit, but he's this fucking icon in this industry. So why not?
Yeah,
why wouldn't he be the face of that shit? But at the same time, people that were more in depth as far as the company goes and Rich and everything like that, there's plenty of people that just had no idea. So if those people were to kind of find out, they'd be fucking very disappointed. Now, at this point, I don't give a fuck because he's gone. So I don't need to fucking bite my tongue about it and be like, well, I don't want to, you know, there ain't nothing to ruin as far as image or this and that. Like, he went as a cool fucking, you know, person, icon in the industry, and that's all, that's it, and he's gone. It's the way that they're handling this shit now. That's totally fucking wrong. And if these fucking bozos want to fucking stay on the puppet strings and they want to fucking be controlled by ultimatums and that, that's what they are in my eyes if they fucking do that shit. So the ones that are still, like, for instance, I got to be on that list now because I'm going to be rolling with Mack Truck. It ain't to spite fucking the company or nothing. It's because I never stopped being boys with him. I'm always going to be boys with him. So I'm still going to do shit with him. You'll see me take pictures and fucking do some stuff with Big Boy and whoever, because nothing bad ever happened between us. We're still homies. We're still cool. You're going to see me. Sarah, I don't talk to Sarah. So when I get those questions, I don't have a bad or a good opinion about her because I kept my nose out of everything. I just listened to him when he wanted to talk to me. And I talked to him what's in his best interest as my brother, but I never gave an opinion about her because you don't do that. You just support what your fucking brother's doing, whether he's, you know, people are saying it's bad or not. You support it anyway because that's what you do if you love him. You don't fucking badmouth the other or this or that. He's a grown man. He'll make his own decision in the end. So I was just there with him to support him, but I don't have a bad or a good opinion about her. I mean, she was cool to me. She was respectful to me. She was nice to me. She was there for me, you know, as far as offering, you know, you can come over anytime because I was having a bad time at one point down on my fucking emotions and whatever, you know, me and Rich are here for you all the time. You can come to the house and just fucking lay on the couch and fucking talk to us, you know, about whatever, you know, just things like that stick with me and they register in my head sincerely because she had nothing to gain out of that shit. It was just purely from her heart. And I remember things like that. I was never, you know, offered that or something said to me like that. With his current, you know, other, you know, I was never told anything like that. I won't say any names, but I was never told anything like that or fucking or treated like that or anything like that. I was the one always being nice. I was the one always being respectful. I was always the one making everything better if a little something happened or whatever. You know, and I always did it for Rich. I always fucking did it for Rich. You know, I didn't approve of things that with his relationship and all that kind of shit. You know, and I had to hear a lot of the fucking stuff. I had to hear a lot of the things said, a lot of stuff he was unhappy about and pissed off about and all that kind of shit. But as your brother, you just fucking sit there and you listen. You fucking listen. You take it all in and you just try to keep on rocking with him, even if you don't approve of his relationship or what he's doing or so forth and so on. So, I mean, that goes as far as that.
I understand. Do you think that the timeline coincides with that the company started going in a broader direction that you and apparently Rich both didn't like when the company was sold to Jane, or was it before then?
I want to make sure I understand the question correctly,
like
so I can answer it correctly.
Like, Yeah, like you were saying that you guys would be hanging, eating lunch, and, you know, even Rich would say, who the fuck is this guy? 5% 5% sponsored. I don't even know who this guy is. Now, was that when he wasn't the owner of the company, or was that after he, you know, before or after he sold it?
That was, now if I look at the timeline now, that was still previous when he did have a big hand in it. When he still
had too much shit on his plate to watch every
too much shit
person.
Too much fucking shit.
That,
and they took advantage of it. They took advantage of it. And this fucking, you know, he was here in Cali. He wasn't in Florida where the warehouse is and the company is being ran. So he has to trust other people to fucking do this shit. So, for instance, when he went to fucking Florida and moved to Florida, I mean, he started cleaning house over there, and fucking employees were getting fucking fired left and right because of dirty shit that was going on, you know, with the company. He started having to clean house. So that was his intention of fucking cleaning up, you know, the team and do all that kind of stuff and whatever. I mean, he got a chance to go over there and clean house and all that, but didn't get the chance to make the changes like we talked about, because then eventually he didn't have the big hand in it anymore. And didn't have that control or whatever, and just was going to continue to just do his thing and do him and whatever. But yeah, he was too fucking busy and too caught up to fucking, he'd pacify me, you know, as much as he could, because I would get so irritated by it. He'd pacify me as much as he could, like, Vikey, I'm going to make a call today, or actually I'm going to do this. And I know what he was fucking doing, because he knows I'm a fucking hothead, and he knows he doesn't want to fucking piss me off, so he's going to pacify me, and he's going to tell me whatever, you know. But I mean, that's what Big Brother's going to do anyway, is fucking bullshit the little brother and fucking tell him, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you know, I'm going to this, I'm going to that. And I would just roll with it, because I'm like, this motherfucker ain't going to do that shit right now, he's too busy. He ain't even fucking got time to make a motherfucking phone call. I'm surprised we're sitting here fucking, if he didn't have to eat, we wouldn't be eating lunch. He'd be fucking, dude, he was on the run constantly. I mean, fucking constantly. So, of course, it was easier to have somebody else running a company and this and that. But when he saw the way the shit really was going, eventually it was like, oh, fuck, I do know I got to do something. Like, on a serious note, I do know I got to do something. And, I mean, the move was good for him and this and that. He started clean house, but didn't get a chance to do what it is that he was going to fucking do and whatever. And it's just, it's a shame, because it's turned into what it's turned into. And now it's, you know, it's owned by others and it's ran by others, and they want to go that direction. Fuck it. Let them go. But we'll, you know, like I said, you'll see how it fucking, we'll see how it turns out. I mean, good luck to them. I mean, I don't wish bad for anything. I'm just giving my true fucking straight up honest outlook on it, but I could be wrong. Cause like I said, who the fuck am I in the end? Like, who the fuck am I? It's not my company, so
yeah.
I don't wish bad for anybody. I don't need to wish bad for anybody. That doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't. I'm not going to try to get popularity by doing bad on others or talking bad on others. That's not my thing. I'm just going to be me and who in the fuck I am and what I am, and that's it. I mean, point blank. But I can't stand by the company at this point with handling me that way. If I wasn't going to be made the face, I should have been given the fucking, I should have just been left the fuck alone and asked how I could help, you know, can I help in any way and this and that. And then they would have saw like, well, sure. You know, I mean, I can do that for him, you know, as long as I can. And then I would have ducked out eventually, because I mean, I could barely even stomach the whole fucking thing that it's become. I mean, it's embarrassing to me.
Were you in contact with them? Like, let's assume even when Rich first got sick and went to the hospital. I mean, it was obvious that it was a very serious situation. So were you guys in contact at all, like, to talk business at that point, or was everybody just on
business? No, business had nothing to do with me. I didn't give a fuck about business. All I was in contact with was somebody in regards to his health and him in the hospital. That's all I gave a fuck about. That's all I was concerned about. And
no, I understand. Now, after he passed away, was there any business discussion at that point?
No, it was just I was filled in on a few things. I was told a few things that I didn't know before and whatever, but it just didn't really matter. And then it was me having a discussion, and I made it clear that, you know, your letter says shit about your loyalty to Rich and all this kind of stuff. And I had to straighten that shit out and said, it ain't fucking have to do with none of that shit. This is how you guys feel personally about these other people that you don't like and so forth and so on. Rich didn't waste his time not liking them. Rich didn't, you know, he didn't waste his time not liking him. He wasn't angry like you guys are. He wasn't all emotional about it like you guys are. He was about fucking making his money and fucking doing his thing. They're the ones wasting all, spending all their fucking energy on this shit and whatever, and then putting a letter out trying to speak on his behalf, but you guys are full of fucking shit because that's not what he would have fucking wanted. That's not what he said. That's not what he would have said. That's not what he would have fucking wanted. That's not at all. So I don't care what they say if they try to make it seem like it was. It fucking wasn't, because I know it wasn't personally. So, of course, I expect it to be left alone, put in my own little category, and you guys fucking want to send this shit out to the rest of the fucking 5%, go ahead, because I'm sure they're all going to fucking follow it. They're all going to say, okay, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Matt Chuck don't want to fucking talk to anybody on the team anyway. Big Boy don't want to talk to anybody on the team anyway. You know, he don't fucking give a shit about them. They're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
They're making their own – they're building their own empires. I mean,
yeah, no,
as far as their things between them and Rich, I don't give a fuck. They're all grown men. You know, Matt Chuck's calling me 1 minute about shit. Rich is calling me the next minute about shit. I'm in the fucking middle. But I keep it fucking real with both of them. I talk to them just like I'm fucking talking to you right now, and that's why they fucking love me, because I'm not going to bullshit them or try to tell them what they want to fucking hear. I'm going to tell them what they need to be fucking told, and that's all, that's it. So just like at the expo, when Mack Truck came up on the fucking scene, Mack Truck and his boys wanted to fucking eat Rich right there. Let me tell you, on a street level, they wanted to eat Rich right fucking there, and they could have, because there was others waiting. There was others in the building. There was other numbers that people have no fucking clue about, that if the fucking the whistle was blown, Rich could have been fucking swallowed right there, because nobody's going to fucking give their fucking life to fucking protect Rich like that, except for me, which is exactly why I fucking got in front of Matt Truck with my fucking arm fresh out of surgery and told him, you know I love you, right? Yeah, of course, Viking. Well, this shit ain't going to happen here. I'm not going to let Rich fucking get hurt. Bottom line, as long as I'm present, he's not going to fucking get hurt in my presence, dude, and you know this shit. I don't want anything happening with you either, because you know you're going to get arrested. You're going to get blamed for all this shit or whatever. So this shit ain't going down here, Mack Truck. Bottom fucking line. Not as long as I'm here. I don't give a fuck about any of these other fucking people. They're here for show. They're here for show. Bottom fucking line. I'm here for personal reasons. I'm here with Rich, and you know that. Just like I'm here for you. All right, Viking. You know what, man? You're lucky. I love your fucking ass. Blah, blah, blah. This and that. All right. That's cool. I'll meet you over at fucking Big Boy's booth, man. Let's go take some pictures over there or something later on. All right. I'll meet you over there. Get on. He started to walk away with his boys. Nobody else was fucking called. Nobody else had to react. Nobody else. It was fucking blown off. He's walking over to Big Boy's booth. I'm thinking everything's cool. And Rich made the mistake of going over to Mack Truck, putting his hand on his fucking shoulder, which was mistake number one. Mack Truck turns around. They start having their little brief, whatever, like you saw on the YouTube.
Yeah.
And Rich fucked up whenever he fucking said, you know, what are you fucking scared? That's where he fucked up. Mack chin checked him. It went the way it did. That little altercation that should have never happened, because I got in the middle of him. I had it all squashed. I had Mack and his boys pushed back. I told all the 5%ers to get the fuck back. Everybody respected me. That's all. That's it. I told Mack to fucking get on. He's going to fucking go on, and then somebody comes running around the fucking outside and starts, you know, getting into it or whatever. I'm just like, what the fuck, you know? Like, this is fucking stupid. Rich didn't even want that. We finally get it separated again. Fucking Mack Truck leaves, and that's that. But just things like that. Like, nobody would have. That shit that was done with that fight, it wasn't even done out of protection for Rich, man. It wasn't done for a personal level, because they're not personal like that. They're, that person hasn't even been in the scene long enough, hasn't known Rich like that, you know, long enough to be brothers with them, you know, like we were. It was done for fucking personal adrenaline fucking rushing aspects, and that person got caught up, which I can relate to, because that person's fucking, you know, got the MMA edge going on or whatever. The fucking hothead, you talk shit to him, he's going to want to fuck you up. You know, bottom fucking line. So he's like a lion, you know, he just wasn't going to be stopped. It was a stupid move. He shouldn't have did it, but I made those fucking same fucking stupid moves that I shouldn't have done, and that's just, it just comes along with it. It comes along with it. You disrespect us. We're fucking coming at you. That's all. So I don't blame that person on a personal level, because I can relate.
Yeah,
but he
should
have been smarter. He should have been smarter and just handled that shit on his own if he had that kind of, you know, that kind of feeling about it or whatever, and handled it outside the expo or something like that. Not right then and there. There's fucking kids around. Everybody's blaming Mack Truck, Black Truck, Mack Truck, and this and that, because, oh, how could he do that, this and there? You know, well, nobody jumped out at them. One of us jumped out at their guy. One of us came around and jumped out at their guy and ignited the fucking brawl. That's the truth. But, you know, it is. But and there's kids around. There's women around. Like, that was the wrong fucking place to make that shit happen. I mean, I'm one for a fucking fight, but right there? Fuck no. That should have never fucking happened. That shit was not good for Rich. He didn't need to be dealing with that shit. That he's there at the expo for people to just stand there and meet and greet people and give them what it is that they deserve because they're followers of his. And that's all. That's the way I always try to keep it myself. Don't let him get caught up in no drama. Don't let his mind get fucking distracted. That's why I was always standing right there at the fucking expos, especially when they were local, standing right there fucking next to him or behind him, always. Yeah. Because it was me looking out for him. It was me always there with him. Nobody needs to fucking aggravate him. He don't need to have no personal drama right now with his relationship. He don't need to be bothered. All he needs to do is be fucking catered to and fucking fed and fucking supported, and that's all. He needs to be in a good mood because he owes these people their, you know, his time. And that's why he handled it. So I used to get pissed off if somebody is fucking pissing him off on his personal level. Like, you don't need to handle relationship fucking bullshit right here. Handle that fucking shit at home. You know, like, don't fucking don't get him caught up right now with that shit. Don't bother him with that shit. Just fucking make sure his fucking food is there and fucking that's it. You know, and whatever. Or people want to talk about stupid fucking issues that he don't fucking have time to deal with right then and there. And he's got to tell people, like, hey man, don't bother him with that shit right now. Like, fucking talk to him later or something, you know, or fucking hit him up later or whatever. Not right now. He needs to be focused, you know. So those are my outlooks. That's how I seen it. And with that whole altercation thing, it just fucking shouldn't have went down. But Rich did make the mistake of fucking going up to him. He should have left it alone right then and there. And he knows it. He knows he should have just fucking, but that got caught up in him. The other guy's fucking feelings he got caught up on, and everybody just kind of made poor decisions, you know. I mean, from Mack Truck to Rich to that guy that jumped out, everybody just made poor decisions. It was a fucking learning lesson, and
shitty incident all around. Eric, we got like 4 minutes left. I just want to get this one or two more questions in, if I, you know, if you get the time here. I'm not sure what your schedule is like.
Sure.
I appreciate you coming on last minute again, man.
Hell yeah. My pleasure.
At any point after Rich passed away and before you got the letter or got the call in your case, did you guys ever speak, you and the people running 5%, and like say, hey, what's the plan and what are we going to do and anything like that, that you wanted to have a little more involvement in it?
Nope. That's just it. That's where I took my fucking insult, because I was handled basically. I was being pacified by being told I'm being given a phone call and not a fucking letter. And that was supposed to make me feel like, you know, well, because of who you were to Rich, I'm giving you a phone call and not a letter. Well, okay, that'd be cool if the phone call was in regards to doing what you just said. Because then their my response would have been like, okay, that's cool. I could do that for Rich. You know, I'm going to give what I can for Rich as long as I can. And then eventually I got to do what I got to do and I got to go. But that was never the case. I was given the phone call, and the phone call was fucking, you know, candy-coated, basically, and it all meant the same thing in the end. If you're going to fucking be affiliated with Mack Truck and Big Boy and this and that, then, you know, this is going to be a conflict of interest. Like, is there anything you can do? I was told, I know you were boys with Mack Truck even before Rich and whatever, you know, and I know, you know, Rich wouldn't want you to choose, but this is the way we feel about it. But can you maybe just not post anything with them, but keep your relationship, and maybe we can work that. And that's why I was like, you know what, this fake ass fucking shit, get the fuck out of here with that. Like, not post it, because this is your soft way of still telling me who I can and can't be affiliated with, because to be affiliated with them is going to be to do whatever the fuck I want with them. If it means posting something or wearing their clothes or being down with them. It was all the same thing in the fucking end. So it never got, they just don't know that if they would have turned to me or that person would have asked me or whatever, out of respect for that person who I had love for and Rich, I would have helped out. I would have did that shit and helped out. Sure, why not? Because it wouldn't have been about 5% for me. It would have been about Rich and that person and my love for them and respect for them. And I will help, just like if they called me when Rich has called me at 2 a.m. in the fucking morning because he needs my fucking help with something, I would have fucking been there. I would have fucking drove my ass there on the spot and been there, because I did that for Rich personally, so I would have did it for this person had they fucking just asked me. You know, had they just said it like this, and it would have made me feel the respect and the acknowledgement of mine and Rich's relationship and their you know, their acknowledgement of me and whatever, and I would have responded kindly. But that wasn't the case. I was given that ultimatum just in some fucking candy-coated ass fucking whack way. Can you not post things, or can you this, or can you not? Get out, get out of here with that shit. That's not how I'm built. That's not how I'm fucking built. When I do shit, I do it all the way. I do it, you know, full on, fucking whatever. And if I'm going to help somebody, I'm going to help somebody fully. You know, I'm not going to try to minimize it to satisfy other people or do whatever. Fuck that. Obviously, I'm not worried about offending anybody.
I just wish that you guys would have either, like, you would have called them or they would have contacted you before that, and then maybe this could have been avoided. Because I like you. I like the 5% guys. You know, Caleb writes columns for me and shit, and we talk all the time, and you and I go
he's
back
a cool guy.
Years.
Caleb's a good guy. He's a cool guy. He messaged me
and
sent me a respectful, you know, this and that. So I ain't got no problem with Caleb. He's a good guy. He's a good asset for their company and stuff. He's a go-getter and stuff. So I like that guy. That's one of the guys, you know, that I mean, I respect. I like him.
I just wish that you guys didn't have to, you know, get to that point where there was some kind of issue between you, because I think you're, you know, a great asset to their team. And, you know, I think without Rich in the picture, I think it's a great team effort, you know, all of you guys taking his place. You know, nobody could take his place per se, but I mean, in representing the brand and everything, I think it would be stronger if there was more of you guys on the team, as far as, like, especially like you said, the original guys like yourself. So, you never know.
Unfortunately, guys are leaving.
The future. Listen, Greg Valentino and I had a fucking blowout. For 3 months, we didn't talk. We had a shit pissing match online back and forth, and then we kissed and made up. So, you know, you never know, bro. Stranger things have happened, you know? So I really hope that maybe, you know, cooler heads prevail down the road, and then maybe you guys can, you know, have a fucking beer together and then work the shit out, because I think you're great with them, and I like the shit you do on your own, too. That's the beauty about being in the media, Eric. I don't have to take sides.
Yeah.
I can hang out with everybody and talk to all of you.
Exactly, as it should be.
Yeah,
should
I don't
be.
Have to worry about this guy's and that guy. I cover the news, so I talk to you, and I'll talk to them and whoever else.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But let's talk soon. When I get back from the Olympia, I definitely want to get some more shit going with you and pick up where we left off, man. So.
Yep.
Dude,
be on the
so
lookout,
much.
I'm gonna be doing some shit. So be on the lookout. I got everybody's asking. I got fucking shirts. I got fucking clothes, you know, that are gonna be coming out. I got skull caps that are gonna be coming out, because that's my signature thing. It's gonna be on. It's gonna be cracking. I'm gonna be doing different shit with different people. So now's the time to do it. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna do some stuff. And you know, I got another fight coming up. I'm gonna have my daughter on the same card with me. It's gonna be some shit. So maybe
I
you
heard
can
about that.
Live
yeah.
cast that.
Dave
shit.
Was telling me
it's
about
gonna be
that.
Crazy.
Bro,
it's gonna be
when
some
I get
crazy
back
shit.
From Vegas, I want to talk to you about that, because that is something I want to fucking promote with you guys, because that is so fucking cool. The MMA car with
it's
you and your daughter. If that happens.
It's gonna
when
be
is
badass,
that supposed
yep.
to be? When
there's
is
no
that
set
possible?
Date. It's just talk right now. There's no set date because I still got to get my shoulder worked out and.
Gotcha.
Got to get in shape and things like that. And then she's got things to work on, but it's going to happen. Let me tell you, it's just when it does, when things are closer to that, you know, people don't know or whatever, but definitely I'll be connected with you. So you'll know everything. You'll know everything. That's
yeah.
Going
yeah.
On.
You and I will be doing some cool shit before that, but
yep.
That's so cool, man. I
for
think
sure.
Dave told me, Dave Goyes told me that the other day. And I was like, that is so fucking cool, man. And we got to definitely do
shit. Cause he knows, my brother Maverick, and he's, how do you pronounce his fucking Instagram? His Instagram
Camerica.
Name. Camerica, because I'm like
Camerica.
Camerica.
Yeah, like
Camerica.
Captain America.
All
right. Camerica.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Camerica, but it was coincidental that he's been living in San Pedro this whole time out here in Cali, and I'm like 10 minutes away from my brother's gym is in San Pedro, and he knows exactly who it is and whatever. So that's how we connected. And I mean, that dude's cool, man. We've had some good conversations and whatever. We're going to go have some lunch or do some shit, but that I'm like, damn, you've been in fucking San Pedro this whole time. So it's kind of meant to be. So yeah, he knows what's up, and I'll keep connected with him as well. And we can do, you know, fucking all kinds of shit, man. But yeah, I told him about that, and he was like, oh, that shit's going to be cool. That's going to be awesome. So he'll be a part of that. He'll be at it because it'll be local here.
Yeah.
So he can cover it, and he'll be at it.
Cover it for me.
Fucking Front row. Awesome. Fuck yeah.
Awesome, bro. Hey, Eric, thanks so much for joining us today on Muscle Sport Radio.
Oh, my
I
pleasure.
Will talk to you soon, and good luck with everything moving forward. I hope, you know, down the road, things could all work out between you and the guys at 5%, man.
All right. No doubt. I appreciate your time, Joe.
Thanks, man. That's Eric
all
Hinckley,
right. Talk
Viking.
To you soon.
Take care, bro.
Much
be
love.
Good.
Yes, sir.
That's the Viking, Eric Hinckley, OG 5%. And we will have a link for his Instagram on the description of this episode. But that was just a last-minute thing. We tried to get a Skype going, but unfortunately we couldn't get it done in time. So I was like, fuck it, just call or do an audio, man. Let's just do it, you know, old school. Oh, gee. But let me just run the commercials quick because it's late, but we're still on record, even though the live stream.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest-growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
And, of course, you go to IronMagLabs.com and enter this special code, MSM20, MSM20 for Muscle Sport Mag readers, Muscle Sport Media viewers. You save 20% site-wide. These are two of my favorite items, Andro Hard Muscle Gels, and, of course, Ultra Male. These are two of the three in the Alpha Male stack. Got to check out. You get the Super Ford Nor Andro RX is the other part. All three items, you get a nice big package deal. Alpha Male stack, it'll make your biceps hard, your dick hard, and it's going to make your life easy. Make sure you go to IronMagLabs.com right now. Enter the code MSM20 to save 20% site-wide, guys. That is going to do it for us. Thank you so much for Eric Hinckley, the Viking, joining us right here on today's episode of Muscle Sport Radio. So somber September 11th, 2017, 16 years ago today, of course, the attack on the towers. But, you know, just I hope that the 5% thing can get worked out. Like I was joking with him, the thing with me and Greg, you know. Told me a month ago, I would have been like, no, fuck that. I ain't fucking getting fucking friendly with him again. But, you know, shit happens down the road. These guys all know each other. Maybe shit can happen. But, hey, join us here, of course, Wednesday for NFL Coast to Coast. Myself and Dave Comerica Muscle Goys, 3 p.m. Eastern time. And then Thursday, we're leaving for the Olympia. So we will not have an Ask Me Anything, official Ask Me Anything. But we're going to pop in live Thursday evening from Vegas. Not sure what time yet because we got to still check in and see what we got going on. But we will be live many times, short programs, short quick hits throughout Olympia weekend. So we will see you here Wednesday for the NFL Coast to Coast. Take care, folks. Oh. got me in your turn and a plan. I can't believe I want to know you.